This is Twit.
Let's go to the Skype and visit. We're going to go to Baltimore, your old stomping grounds. Mm-hmm. And Nikki Fox is on the line. She's the project scientist for the Parker Solar Probe. She's at Johns Hopkins Applied Physics Laboratory. Hi, Nikki. Welcome.
Hi.
Great to talk to you. This is crazy. You're going to build this nice, fancy satellite and then crash it into the sun?
No, not exactly. Oh. The object of the game is not to crash it into the sun.
Oh, so you're just going to skip by?
Well, how do you crash something in the sun? It's not solid, right?
No, there's no solid surface, but if you get close enough to it, it would burn up, and that would be it, really. Well before it ever got near the non-surface, it would burn up.
So you're going to go into the corona? How close to the sun are you going to get?
So we get to, at our closest approach, just under 4 million miles, which I know doesn't sound particularly close when you put it like that, but the Earth and the sun are 93 million miles apart, so it's about 4% of the distance.
Wow.
So we're going to be right up in there. You know, if you think of the Earth to sun as a big football field, we'd be on the 4-yard line knocking on the door for the touchdown.
Is it pretty hot there? I imagine there's a lot of solar radiation at least.
It's extremely hot. Yes, the corona itself is about 2 million degrees, and that is where we are going to be living and working.
What? Won't it melt?
So hopefully not, no. So even though it's 2 million degrees, that's the temperature of the plasma itself. It's not very dense, and so the amount of heat that actually comes into our heat shield is only about, well, I say only, about 1,400 degrees Celsius or 2,500 degrees Fahrenheit.
Nothing!
Think of it a bit like if you put your hand inside the oven temperature you know is like 400 degrees, but you can put your hand in there as long as you don't actually touch anything.
Right.
So we're moving very, very fast. We'll be the fastest man-made object ever. We'll be moving at about 450,000 miles an hour, or just under 118 miles a second.
Wow. How do you get going that fast?
We launch on an enormous launch vehicle. We go up on the Delta IV Heavy, which is currently the largest launch vehicle that NASA has at its disposal. And we also have a third stage. At the beginning of that little video that you're showing, you actually saw the fairing, the bit that rides us into space. It opened,
yes,
and the spacecraft came out, and there was actually a third stage motor on it. And it really does accelerate the spacecraft just that extra bit. So we're moving incredibly, incredibly fast because we have to get away from the Earth's momentum. We need to be out in the space to do our job.
Amazing.
So I read that you're doing a lot of this to protect future astronauts. Can you talk a little bit about that?
So everything that happens, you know, happens kind of in this coronal region. And we've learned an awful lot about the corona by observing it and, you know, doing tremendous research. But until you actually go up and visit it, you really can't tell exactly what's going on. So it's a little bit like looking out the window. You can see, you know, that maybe the sun is shining, but you have no idea how hot it actually is until you go outside into the atmosphere and really experience it. So, you know, the corona is the birthplace of the solar wind, and that's basically the sun's atmosphere that gets superheated in the corona and accelerated. So it moves about a million miles an hour away from the sun. It bathes all of the planets, and it carries with it the sun's magnetic field. The Earth has a magnetic field that we all know and we rely on so that we stay here on Earth. And these two magnetic fields can actually interact, and that allows a lot of energy to come into our magnetic environment, or our magnetosphere, as we call it. And that can cause auroras. It can also cause the Van Allen radiation belts to pump up, where a lot of spacecraft live and work. And of course, there are astronauts out on the space station. We want to keep them very safe. So being able to be predicting what is happening in the corona and what therefore is going to impact the Earth, we can kind of predict what the effects of, we call it space weather, but we're going to, we can predict that space weather here on Earth.
Do you get a lot of Icarus jokes, Nikki?
Flying too close to the sun?
Yes.
I'm guessing the heat shield's not made of wax.
No. Funny you should mention that. So one of the things that's amazing about this mission is it really is 60 years in the making. It was first proposed in 1958, so it actually does predate NASA. There was a committee that got together, and they were asked to provide kind of guidance and advice for the newly forming agencies. So NASA, the National Science Foundation, and the Department of Defense. You know, what do we want to do with space? What are these really amazing things that we want to do? And they had 12 missions that were proposed. And of those 12, the other 11 have all flown. Solar Probe is the only one that hasn't. And that's purely because we've never had the technology to be able to sort of make our dreams come true. And you know, I know you're going to be talking about your iPads and everything in a minute, but the sort of the leap that it's taken in technology is 60 years ago, we were using a rotary phone that was attached to the wall. And, you know, if you wanted to go anywhere, you needed a really long cord on it. Now we use an iPhone 7 and it just, you know, tells you everything you want to know on this little tiny piece of technology. And that's the kind of leap that we needed to be able to do this mission, mostly to design the materials. So not wax, but not far off, it's carbon. It's actually a carbon-carbon composite the heat shield is made from. But it took years to develop and to really come up with something that was durable, that would be able to withstand the incredible heat. Also, the cool, if you look at that orbit plot that's showing there, it's a very elliptical orbit. So we go incredibly close to the sun on one side and then out around Venus on the other side. So, you know, it's got big temperature swings. And it also needs to be really, really light because I mentioned we have to be moving incredibly fast. So when, you know, if you want to be moving fast, you need to be light so that when that launch vehicle kicks you out of the atmosphere, it's kicking you out at a really fast speed. So you need to be light. And so that's that was the biggest technology development for us is our, we call it the giant frisbee. It's like an 8-foot frisbee that sits on the front of the sun. It's so good that the front side of it, as I mentioned, is 2,500 degrees Fahrenheit, but the instruments on the main body of the spacecraft are actually just room temperature. It's kind of a warm day for them.
Wow, that's really remarkable.
I'm going to actually show you. So this is a Lego model that my son built for me, and it is Parker Solar Probe,
as so
seen
cool.
by he was then seven.
Wow.
Here is the heat shield. So that's always facing the object of the game is to keep the heat shield between us and the sun at all times, so that the instruments on the back here will remain nice and cool, operating just as they would do in a lab here on Earth.
So you're launching next year. What's the timeline? How long does it take to get there, and how long will it be there?
So, yes, we launch. Our launch window opens July 31st, 2018.
1 year.
Yep. Yes, just coming up. It's a little scary when I think of that. But, yes, it's coming up. So it's a 7-year mission, just under 7 years. So we do 24 orbits of the sun. We'll get tremendous data. We do 7 Venus flybys. So we do gravity assists with Venus. A little bit different. Normally when you hear people say we're doing gravity assists, they actually want to take energy from the planet and speed up. We actually are generously donating energy to Venus, and it's actually slowing us down a little bit so we can gradually fall closer and closer into the sun. So we're moving incredibly fast. It's a bit like surfing around the sun in the same way that you don't fall into the ocean. If you're surfing nice and fast, that's what we'll be doing. We're going to surf the solar wind all the way around. So it's an exciting mission.
Wow, no kidding.
That is amazing.
To 7-year mission to boldly go where no probe has gone before.
To surf the solar wind.
Surf the solar wind, yeah.
Why Parker? Is there a person named Parker? Why is it called the Parker Solar Probe?
There is, actually. It's a historic event just being called Parker right now because it's the first time NASA has ever named a mission after somebody during their lifetime. It's extremely rare to even have a mission named after you, but to have it done during your lifetime is a first off. And he really wrote the seminal work. He was the one who realized there are mysteries in the solar wind, and he came up with some ideas for why maybe these mysteries were as they are. And the two main mysteries, of course, are the corona. We mentioned that's at 2 million degrees. That's actually hotter than the surface, what we call the visible surface, the photosphere of the sun, which is at about 10,000 degrees Fahrenheit. And so just it doesn't make sense. You know, you've got a heat source. It should get cooler as you move further away. But for the sun, it actually gets hotter. So the corona is hotter than the surface. And in this region where it suddenly gets to its maximum temperature, it suddenly gets energized. And that's what the solar wind is. And that's how it's able to escape the giant gravity of the sun and move out and bathe all of the planets. And he came up with a very seminal work in 1958 that really was the reason that people said, hey, we need to go study this. We need to go up and touch the sun.
No kidding. And of course, a lot of people will get to at least look at the sun in a few weeks with the total solar eclipse that's going right across the United States. I understand NASA has an eclipse kit and something that an assignment for people.
Yes, that's right.
Can you tell us about that?
Yes. So it's actually the first time in nearly 100 years that we've had a total solar eclipse that's going to go coast to coast for us here in the U.S. So NASA has many sites all along the path of totality. They have a lot of activities and things that are going on. But they're also inviting you to basically take images of the eclipse as you're seeing it. Take movies, take images, take all kinds of different cool filters that you can put on, and then you can upload it to this Eclipse app, and they actually want to use it for scientific research. Right. That, the more views we have, the more exciting it is. So yes, get out, make sure you're wearing your protective eyewear, never look directly at the sun, wear the eclipse glasses, which you can also get from the NASA eclipse site. They'll send you an eclipse kit, and you have your glasses, and you can go out and pray that it's not cloudy and see a unbelievable celestial, kind of once in a lifetime sight.
Are you going to make that trip, Nikki? I guess you'll have to go south a little bit to go see it.
Yes, I'm actually going to Nebraska.
I'm
going to be on NASA TV from Homestead National Park. It's going to be exciting. My first ever solar eclipse. I've never seen one. I've always been the person that gets to stay home and sit in the TV studio. So now it's my time, and I'm going to go and see the eclipse.
I hope you bring your son as well.
Oh, absolutely. Both children, son
and
daughter.
Something you never forget. I remember seeing one as a kid, and then we went to Australia to Cairns to see the last one a few years ago in its totality, and it's really a remarkable and kind of a spooky thing. I know you're a scientist. You understand what's going on. I understood what was going on, but it's a little weird when the lights go out in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
It'll be a lot of fun. Nikki, a real pleasure talking to you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Nicola J. Fox is project scientist for the Parker Solar Probe, launching next summer, about a year from now, on its way, a 7-year mission to visit the sun and the corona of the sun.
That's amazing.
That is very, very cool.
It's hot.
I heard. It's hot.